Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about someone whose days are numbered. I'm going to talk to you about Satan and his ultimate destiny. Reading to you from Isaiah chapter 14, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. It shall come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, "How the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased." Little nations always live in the shadow of their stronger neighbors, and ancient Israel was no exception. This little kingdom was surrounded by superpowers and was often caught in the struggle between ancient Egypt and the empires of Babylon, Assyria, or Persia. In Israel, in Isaiah's day, the most threatening superpower was Babylon. Their strength was a source of constant insecurity for Judah. Nothing drains your strength like the constant tension of a permanent threat. No wonder God's people needed rest, and no wonder the promise through the prophet was precious to them. This was the promise. In the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. The Babylonians would indeed conquer the kingdom of Judah, yet the Lord announced a day when he would give rest to believing Israel. They would have rest from sorrow, rest from fear, and rest from their hard bondage. But God also promised that in the day of restoration, the defeat and weakness of the king of Babylon would be exposed, and God's people would rejoice. Isaiah had two aspects of prophetic fulfillment in mind. First, there is the immediate and partial fulfillment regarding the empire of Babylon and its king. Second, there's the distant and ultimate fulfillment regarding the spiritual empire of Babylon, that is, the world system and its king, whom we know as Satan. So this proverb against the king of Babylon was, in a partial sense, in the mouth of the returning exiles when Babylon was finally conquered and the people of Judah returned to the promised land. But in an ultimate sense, this proverb against the king of Babylon will be in the mouth of God's people when the world system and the king of this world system, Satan himself, are each conquered and destroyed. You see, in Isaiah 14, God allows us the opportunity to know what we will see then, and he allows it to affect our thinking and our actions now. There will come a day when the oppression of Satan has ceased, and when the Lord will break the devil's power and every emblem of his authority. Sometimes, when we get so weary and discouraged from Satan's attacks, it's almost as if we think his day will last forever. It's very encouraging to remember that one reason Satan works so hard is that he knows his time is short. This promised rest is the birthright of every believer in Jesus Christ. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So today, receive it in Jesus Christ. Rest from your sorrow, rest from fear, and rest from hard bondage. Those are gifts that God gives to you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.